from Quality Radio Productions. It's another edition of Classics and Beyond. I'm Jake Longwell. This hour, it's a trio of trios. We'll listen first to music of Maurice Ravel, his piano trio in A minor, M67. The work was completed in 1914, dedicated to Ravel's counterpoint teacher, André Gédalge. The piece was premiered in Paris in 1915, and the trio giving that performance were pianist Alfredo Casella, violinist Gabriel Guillaume, and cellist Louis Théard, respectively. We'll fast forward about 100 years for the performance that we're about to hear, given by the Morgenstern Trio. This trio, founded by Christian Morgenstern at the Folkwang Hochschule in Essen, Germany in 2005. They are now artists in residence at the Folkwang Hochschule. The trio, composed of Catherine Kliffel, piano, Stefan Hempel, violin, and Manuel Wesse, cello. The piece is in four movements: Modere, Pantom assez vif, Pascal très large, and Finale anemi. Piano trio in A minor, music of Maurice Ravel.
Thank you. Thank you.
Music of Maurice Ravel, his piano trio in A minor, M67, as performed by the members of the Morgenstern trio, Catherine Kliffel, piano, Stefan Hempel, violin, Manuel Vesse, cello, respectively. From a 2015 release on the Cavi Music label, containing three piano trios, the trio by Ravel that we just heard, as well as pieces by two innovative female composers of the 20th century, Germaine Taillefer and Jacqueline Fontaine, respectively. You are listening to Classics and Beyond, and this hour we have a trio of trios. Our second trio and second piece will be radically different from the Ravel piano trio we just heard, as we turn to the German trio Tangerine Dream, one of my all-time favorite electronic music ensembles in their various incarnations. Of course, Tangerine Dream founded in Berlin in 1967 by Edgar Froese, who was the only constant member of the band right up through their Phaedra farewell tour in 2014. So for nearly five decades, they were a constant source of innovation in contemporary electronic music. We'll turn to the mid-70s, when they were recording for the Virgin label, the UK label founded by Richard Branson, which at the time was still more or less known as a prog rock, art pop label, whose roster included Henry Cow, David Bowie, and Mike Oldfield. Tangerine Dream's second album for Virgin, Rubicon, was released in 1975, continuing on where their Virgin debut from the previous year, Phaedra, left off. Their sound was evolving from its original psychedelic space rock sound to a sound and style that was at times atmospheric and dark, and at times a bit more rhythmic, employing the use of electronic sequencers. This sound and style would ultimately give way to what would come to be known as ambient music or ambient techno or even New Age music, a label which Tangerine Dream frequently went on record as saying they disliked. Rubicon is essentially one piece of music divided into two movements or two parts, each part taking up one side of the original vinyl LP. At the time, Tangerine Dream was a trio, founder Edgar Froese on various synthesizers, including VCS3, as well as organ, mellotron, electric guitar, and gong, Christoph Franke, later known as Christopher Franke, on synthesizers, including double Moog, as well as organ and gong, and Peter Baumann, also on various synthesizers, Fender Rhodes electric piano, and voice. We'll listen to Rubicon Part 2. the German trio Tangerine Dream, Edgar Froese, Christoph Franke, and Peter Baumann, respectively. Part 2 of the composition and album Rubicon, released on Virgin in 1975, the band performing on what was, back then, state-of-the-art electronic equipment from some of the top manufacturers of the era, including Moog, VCS, and ARP. This style of music would come to be known as the Berlin School of Electronic Music, that school having its roots decades earlier with experiments from composers like Karlheinz Stockhausen. By the late 70s, Tangerine Dream would become known for their contributions to the world of film soundtracks, their debut soundtrack being for William Friedkin's Sorcerer in 1977. And the rest, they say, is history. Again, one of the premier electronic music outfits of all time, in my opinion at least, Tangerine Dream. Classic sounds from 1975. You are listening to Classics and Beyond from Quality Radio Productions. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with the program, you can do so by email. The address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And please visit our website. You can find much more info about the program there, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. We have time for a short piece of music before we wrap up the hour, and we'll listen to music of Ludwig van Beethoven, the third and final movement of one of his most popular works, the Piano Sonata No. 14 in C-sharp minor, Opus 27, more commonly known as the Moonlight Sonata. This is the Presto Agitato movement, but it will not be performed on piano. Rather, this performance is by the members of the California Guitar Trio. Presto Agitato, the third and final movement of the Moonlight Sonata, music of Ludwig van Beethoven, as performed by the California Guitar Trio, American Paul Richards, Belgian Bert Lams, and from Japan, Hideo Muria, respectively. They met for the first time in the late 80s when they were taking guitar crafting classes by the master Robert Fripp. He was teaching them about NST, the new standard tuning. They performed with Fripp's League of Crafty Guitarists before venturing out on their own as the California Guitar Trio in 1991. They've released albums of original material, but also albums dedicated to reworkings of classical pieces. We listen to the latter from a 2012 release on the Inner Knot label, the album entitled Masterworks, on which they perform music of Beethoven, Bach, Schubert, Rossini, Barber, and Pärt, among other composers. They perform two of the three movements of the Moonlight Sonata, the Adagio Sostenuto and Presto Agitato, movements 1 and 3, respectively. A unique approach to classical music performed on three acoustic guitars from the California Guitar Trio. One of these days we'll have to devote a longer segment of the program to their interpretation of classical material. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for this hour of the program. My name is Jake Longwell. Thank you for your company. I hope you enjoyed the selections. And I invite you to join me again when you can for another exploration of the wide and varied world of classical music. Classics and Beyond is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.